All right. Hello, Ruby Bridges community. I am here with the student council president for the 2017-18 school year, Devin Yee. Devin, say hi.
Hi.
Say your name for the record.
My name is Devin.
Did I say it right?
Oh, yeah.
Devin. Cool. Hey, Devin, why did you want to be the president of our student council?
I wanted to make our school a better place and be the voice of our school.
Cool. What were some ideas that you had that you could bring here to our school?
Try to make like a trash and recycling program that we clean up at the outside.
Yeah. So like what sorts of things did you notice? Is it a little bit messy out there sometimes?
Yeah, like a bunch of wrappers in like the bushes.
Yeah. So what did you tell me you're going to start tomorrow?
I'm going to start a trash program
tomorrow. Yeah, so tomorrow at recess, I should see you out there with some friends?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cleaning up our school?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. When I first asked him about it, he said he wanted to wait until they had their first student council meeting, which was next week. And I said, hey, man, don't wait till then. Let's just get going, right?
Yeah.
And so you're just going to go ahead and you're going to find some friends to help you?
Yeah.
Who do you think? Some other fifth graders or?
Fifth graders, fourth graders.
Maybe some other people in student council?
Yeah.
And you guys, you know, we got some new shirts coming, right?
Oh,
yeah. We got some special student council shirts. And he actually hasn't seen the logo yet. And so for the first time, I'm going to show him the logo and I'm going to see what he says. So, Devin, here is your student council logo.
Whoa, that looks like something from a comic book.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
All right. You can see the image for the podcast has the student council logo. And what's cool is that all of our officers are going to have their own names on the back of the shirt. And so we've got president, vice president, representative, secretary, and then the advisors are going to get a shirt too. So we're really hoping that you will wear this shirt, be proud about being the representative, because you're not just the representative here at school, right?
I'm the representative of the whole community.
The whole community, because you guys do more stuff than just here at school.
Yeah.
Like, what else do you guys do for maybe for Alameda at large?
We make the area more safe.
You guys do a fundraising drive.
Yes, we do a fundraising drive for people that have leukemia.
Oh, so like a hospital?
Yeah.
Sweet. Did you guys do that last year?
Yes.
Because you were in student council last year?
Yeah.
Cool.
And we also are going to do a food drive for people that don't have that much food.
Yeah. For the Alameda Food Bank?
Yeah.
Probably, huh? That's really cool. Wow, it sounds like you're going to do a lot of really good stuff for us here at Ruby. And when you're out there in the community, what kind of message are you going to send? Like when they see you and you're from Ruby Bridges, you're sort of representing our whole school, what sorts of things are you going to think about when you're out there?
I'm going to think about being on my best behavior on representing the school.
Cool.
And being respectful, so
following our four
B's.
The four B's, right?
Yeah.
And you also play basketball. Tell me a little bit about that. I know you're a really good basketball player.
On Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I have practice.
What league do you play for?
AAU.
Oh, sweet.
And
what's your team name?
OLC Lions.
Nice. And you're pretty good. What position do you play?
Mostly shooting guard and small forward.
Okay, so I've seen the basketball game here at Ruby Bridges. Sometimes it gets a little bit, a little out of control,
yeah.
Right? People take it a little too seriously.
And lots of like arguments.
Lots of arguments. So what is your advice for your classmates? Like when you're out there playing, what sorts of stuff are you aware of? Are you careful about?
I'm aware of like if there's like a bad foul call, I just like keep breathing, just move on, just keep playing the game.
Has anybody ever sometimes maybe ever gotten physical out there? Does like anybody?
No.
Okay.
Not that.
But if somebody wanted to like get like, what would your advice be for somebody who maybe
like
was gonna get got mad and then maybe wanted to start a fight or something? What would your advice be for that person?
Just move away. Just like breathe.
Should they go get some help or just
like... Yeah, just like get help.
Who can they go to get help from?
Peacemakers, the people that are outside, and Mr. Woodward.
Absolutely. Always, okay? So if there's any of Devin's classmates listening right now, and you guys are out there on recess playing basketball, and you get upset, come find me, okay? I'm out there, Mr. Lundholm, any of the teachers, peacemakers, all right? Good. Are you a good student?
Yes.
What's your favorite subject?
Science.
Yeah, why?
Because I get to figure out things that I don't know, and like study.
And it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun to blow stuff up.
Yeah.
We were just outside at an assembly just now.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that assembly was about?
Like donating stuff for our science camp.
For our science camp. So we have 100 kids going to science camp. Cost $250 a piece. Do you know how much that is? 250 times 100?
$25,000.
Yeah, $25,000 that we have to raise before March. Oh, that's a lot of money. So the folks from the Alameda Ed Foundation just gave us $2,000 towards that.
Yeah.
From a company, a real estate company. Do you remember the name of the real estate company? I don't think so. I have to look it up. Berkshire Hathaway. So special thanks to Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. They do really good work for us here at the school and here in the community. And they just gave us $2,000, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To help some kids who wouldn't be able to go to science camp get out there. All right. So one last question. What are you most proud of here at our school?
I'm proud that everybody follows the 4 B's. Everybody is learning stuff.
How about Ruby Bridges herself?
Oh, yeah. So mostly every year Ruby Bridges visits our school.
You know who
and
she was?
And she is a real good mascot for our community because she was brave.
She was brave.
Yeah. And she was fearless.
I mean, crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Going into a school and
everybody's
literally
yelling.
Everyone's yelling at her. She's escorted into the school by these like federal agents, federal marshals. Yeah, she's a role model.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like we got it good.
And we have to be like her.
We got to be like her. I love that. Every day.
Yeah.
Have integrity, be truthful, be brave, fearless, better than brave, fearless.
Respectful.
Jeez. And you're going to do that as president.
Yes.
Of our student council.
Yes.
And you're going to help us be the best school we can be.
Yes.
And you're going to help clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to work hard.
Yeah.
Make us proud of you.
Yeah.
All right. I love that. And when everybody sees you out in the school community, not school community, Alameda community, they're going to think about Ruby Bridges and they're going to think that school must be good if they made Devin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. Bye, Ruby Bridges. Everyone say goodbye to Devin. Devin, say goodbye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. That was fun. See ya.